I just received in the post, sent from a Western country, from the Occident. I just heard that word being used in a talk. Some professor was talking to Srila Prabhupada. He was talking about Occidental. Anyway, what does it matter? from the Western part of the world, I received in the mail a small magazine put out by a couple of my disciples, husband and wife. And it's meant for distribution to the public, and it's pretty strong stuff. There are things in there. Are we living like animals? And the conclusion is, if you go through it, if you want to give a yes or no answer, the answer is yes. And then the next article, Dharma Defined, begins, according to the Vedas, the living being's existence within matter is a diseased condition of life. Then there's an interesting one, do these black lives matter? Talking about and showing black cows, a black pig, and a black chicken. I never thought of that before. I never even knew there were black chickens. Even black pigs, for that matter. I knew they're black cows. So it's pretty, and there are a few other articles, and it's pretty punchy stuff, which, good, that's good. However, there's one major problem. There's no Krishna. Krishna is not mentioned. And I mentioned that in an email to these devotees who'd sent it to me. And they replied, as I expected them to reply, it was predictable, that, yeah, well, this is meant for the small town in the rural area that we live in, and a lot of people are Christians, and that it's difficult for them to relate to Krishna, and we just want to introduce it gradually. So I'd just like to address that. First of all, on the cover picture, there's a picture of Krishna, and inside the word God is used, not that much, but somewhat. And you're talking about the Vedas, so it's pretty clear it's something religious, and then the obvious question is going to be the people, if they read it, well, what religion is this? You're talking about God, but this is not the God that we know as God. So it's hiding Krishna, but at the same time just leaves a question in people's mind, well, what do you represent exactly? Now, I'm doubtful, to put it mildly, about this approach of hiding Krishna. Let me say, before I forget to say, I do very much appreciate the preaching spirit of these very sincere devotees, but I'm just calling this into question. If we're going to put out a publication, and Krishna should be there. Like I say, if we put the philosophy without Krishna, then people are going to wonder. It's obviously something which is not some usual philosophy. What is it? The other thing we can do is hide Krishna to such an extent that it just seems like something completely synchronous with materialistic society. Just like here in India, it's quite common. It's practically mainstream ISKCON to present, give money for feeding the poor. We are building up the nation by feeding the poor. We're helping, we're giving shoes to all the school children. We're giving midday meals with eggs. Oops, yes. midday meals. In one state, the government insisted you have to give eggs, so there's an arrangement from our great welfare workers to give eggs. Oh, yeah, the egg sampradaya. They're really, really hiding Krishna. And once you go off in that way, yeah, you end up distributing eggs. And who knows where, how much further this will go. That is the Ritvik Mahadis who do that. They're the ones who introduced all this mundane welfare work in the name of Krishna consciousness in the first place. And it is mundane. Don't say it's Krishna consciousness if you promote it as saying that, well, we're helping to feed the poor to build up the nation. That's mundane. You say, no, by build up the nation, we mean to actually give them prasad and then they'll become devoted. I almost said a profanity. It's not. It's intended to arouse people's mundane sentiments, and it does. So you can get money out of them. That's not the way we should raise funds. Anyway, that has not been done in the publication under question. It's straight, strong-hitting philosophy, but still, there's no Krishna. So my request is, don't hide Krishna. We are supposed to be devotees of Krishna. So keep Krishna in the center. We may present Krishna in a manner that is may appeal to the public, just like when Srila Prabhupada is personally present, and still for mass distribution, for passing out on Harinam Sankirtan, there were two leaflets were prominent. One was Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure. So that is appealing, hopefully, to people, that Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure. That sounds very appealing, doesn't it? But it's clearly Krishna. And another one was called On Chanting Hare Krishna, which is because naturally when we go out chanting in public, people ask, why are you doing this? What's it all about? So they had a little handout called On Chanting Hare Krishna. Why do we do it? So these are things which can immediately explain, and it's immediately relate to the public. But we want people to ask about Krishna and know about Krishna. If we think we're going to get them by giving some hard-hitting philosophy without Krishna, well, let's put it this way. If there's hard-hitting philosophy and they're able to digest it, then they should be able to do it. They're able to digest something which is so foreign to their normal way of thinking, then they should be able to digest Krishna also. Think about that. So anyway, it's just straightforward. And keep Krishna in the center. If we edit Krishna out, then we become, as some critics of ISKCON, they write the acronym ISCON. That means it's still pronounced ISKCON, but the K for Krishna is gone. So don't edit Krishna out of ISKCON. Don't edit Krishna out of our preaching. We may not immediately and directly speak of Krishna. In some circumstances, we don't. As Srila Prabhupada, well, that was a very specialized field. Srila Prabhupada had the Bhaktivedanta Institute organized, which was for convincing scientists, a very tough audience, about God, the reality of God. And then you should bring them to Krishna. But for general preaching, don't leave out Krishna. And if people are not ready to accept philosophy, then better do Harinam Sankirtan. If we feel they're not ready, do Harinam Sankirtan and give prasadam and give books for people who Definitely there will be people who are interested. Give books or at least pamphlets with the philosophy. So that's all. Simple thing. Don't hide Krishna. Krishna! Keep Krishna prominent in our preaching, in our lives, in our minds. That's the whole aim of what we're doing, is to remember Krishna and promote Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kipa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Dante nithaya tirnakang padayani patya kritva chakakushatametadaham bravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durang gauranga chandra charane kuruta.